What is more, after our many bad experiences, we agreed to take as few women as possible into the pottery, both for their own sake and for the sake of the workshop. This is how Gerhard Marx describes the policy in his letter to Walter Gropius on the 30th of October 1923. The case of Margarete Heimann is undoubtedly one of those bad experiences. In April 1921, she receives approval for her pottery after repeated urging and previous refusal. The decision whether to finally admit her to the Bauhaus, normally after one or two trial semesters, was postponed several times by the Master's Council. And so it happened that Margarete Heimann left the workshop in Dornburg on the 2nd of November 1921 after an apparent dispute and left her room, according to the Krehans, in a seriously ravaged state. In the Master's Council, Marx and Krehan had previously not recommended the continuation of her training despite her artistic ability due to her lack of suitability for the workshop. However, the plea not to take on any more women is certainly based on many different factors. The hard, exhausting physical work and the difficult living conditions in Dornburg were also crucial considerations. There is also a high dropout rate amongst the women. Out of the first students, only Margarete Friedländer is still working in the pottery in 1923. She is also the only woman of the five Bauhaus students to have passed her apprentice certification examination by 1925. A further factor might lie in the relationships developing between students in the boarding school-like atmosphere. This became especially apparent in the example of Johannes Driesch and Lydia Foucault. Once they had married and given birth to a son, Lydia Driesch Foucault first moves back in with her parents. Both Gerhard Marx and also her fellow students speak out against a return to the Dornburg Royal Stable premises. It is feared that this could introduce too much unrest in the workshop. People warn against conflicts that could arise with the other residents and the fact that both the mother and child, as well as the father, Johannes Driesch, would suffer from the situation. In spite of Marx's plea about female members of the Bauhaus pottery, around half of the second group of students to start their training in the ceramic department in 1923 were women.